Gemara, most notably in the first pasuk, second pasuk. If you look inside the Sefer Torah, and it's replicated in the Chumashim also. By Talmud Sar Pekiras Arba Hi Chevron Be'ez Kanan. By Yavo Avram Lispol L'Sarav Liv Kosa. Avram comes, and he has a responsibility to eulogize, to give hesped for Sarah, but Liv Kosa, and to cry over her death. Question is, if you look in the Sefer Torah, the kaf of the Liv Kosa is written smaller than the other letters in the Torah. Now, why is that so? So one answer I'm not going to give you. You have to come to the shir tonight, the Thursday night Gemara shir. It actually directly relates to the Gemara where we just completed in the Sugir Chavdal and Beis. But another pshat, because he came all the way to Mincha Maariv, I don't want to leave you empty-handed. Liv Kosa, the small kaf suggests that there's something incomplete. There is something more reserved about Avram Avinu's mourning over Sarah that didn't go to the fullest extent. And however you would have marked her passing was not quite as extensive as it could have been. Why should that be so? So it's very interesting. We if we follow the Midrashim in last week's parsha, on the way to Akedas Yitzchak, the Satan from beginning to end is at Avram Avinu's throat, and on his back, and down his throat. He's all over the place. As they're walking, the Satan took the form of a body of water and made it impossible for Avram Yitzchak to pass, and he created constant doubt in the minds of Avram and Yitzchak before they actually arrived at Hamoriah, and all that time he was having a lot of fun. But ultimately Avram Avinu was the one who was successful in overcoming whatever challenges, whatever obstacles the Satan put in his path. So now the Satan, you can imagine, sitting around after the Akedah, thinking, you know, he's going to be out of a job, the pink slip is coming, you know, like, this is the ultimate failure, you know, what's next? And then he comes up with a brilliant idea. He says, I may not have won the first battle, but I still have another chance. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin, paraphrased by the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Lacha Gimel, Kol mi shenichem al mitzvos she'asa, v'toa al hazuchuyos, if a person ever has any regret about a mitzvah that he performed, and he wonders, you know, was it really worth it? Amar Baliba Maho Alti Bas Yosan, was it really Kedai? Did it really make sense for me to do these mitzvos? Ulai Lo Asis Yosan, you know, maybe I could have gotten by without doing them, and life would still be okay. Harei Ze Ibeid Es Kulam Ve Ein Maskirin Lo Shem Tzchus Ba'olam. Very scary Lashon. He says, such a person loses the credit for his mitzvos, right? It's ironic. You know, we have tshuva. Tshuva is where a person does something wrong and regrets after the fact what he did, and Hashem wipes it away. So we got to be fair. It's a two-way street. If a person does a mitzvah and says, you know what, this was a waste of time, waste of money. So Ibed is cool, and he loses it. And he's not remembered for positive merit. Now, there is a discussion before anyone totally loses it over this round. There is a discussion as to what exactly is the regret that the Rambam is talking about. You know, we have challenging moments, and maybe the Yetzer Hara gets the best of us to be frustrated. But does that mean that it really undermines the mitzvah, or is it only a person who has a more fundamental, reversal of their attitude and says, and says that the mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, on a basic level, are wrong or not valuable to him? So it could be that we're talking about someone who is a little bit further over the edge, God forbid. But at the same time, there's clearly a statement over here that if a person regrets his actions, even his actions for the good, then it detracts from the quality of the action. And it makes sense. It makes sense, right? So the Satan says, I know that I got Avram Avinu. I couldn't get Avram Avinu to hold back from performing the Akedah. But now, we know, what did the Satan do first thing after the Akedah? He runs home to Sarah, and he tells Sarah half the story a somewhat skewed version of the story, enough to get Sarah so scared and so agitated, she didn't even find out the end of the story that Yitzchak came home alive. And we're told by Chazal that at that moment she lost her life. Some have a different spin on it, that on the contrary, it was like the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh, like Rabbi Kiva, who gave up his life, as he said, Echad, he had reached such an elevated point of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his neshama just had to leave him. So some say it wasn't entirely negative. Sarah actually had such an aspiration for this ultimate sacrifice that she left the soul left her body again in a, so to speak, a positive fashion, because she felt such a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that her son had made the ultimate, or her husband and her son had passed the ultimate test. Be that as it may, Satan said, I'm going to go through the back door. I'm going to make Avraham lose his wife of so many years, his dedicated partner, and all of his chesed, and all of his spreading monotheism around the world. And then let's see if Avraham walks home from the Akedah with the same, you know, bounce in his step, with the same pride and excitement and happiness that he was able to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem. Because if I can get him to regret what he did, oh, was it really worth losing my wife over this? Was it really, you know, did things really end up the way that I... Maybe I can chip away a little bit at Avraham's satisfaction. So Avraham Avinu says, I'm going to get you back, Satan. You think you got the last laugh? I got the last cry. Lispo the sarv liv kosa. Avraham Avinu, obviously, he observed all the appropriate rules of Kavod HaMeis and Avelis, but he made sure to not go overboard, to make sure that it was a measured response to indicate that he was mourning the loss of Sarah, but not one iota of regret in the bigger picture of what was really at stake in looking back on the Akedah as something any short of a monumental accomplishment, the tenth of the Nisyonos. And even in his Avelos over Sarah, he made sure to demonstrate that the loss was over her and the unfortunate loss of his wife, but not something that took away one bit from what he was able to achieve in his closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen.